Simon & Schuster Audio presents Making a Play, a field party novel by Abby Glines. Read by Ali Andre Ali and Caitlin Davies. This field is mine. Might want to remember that. Chapter 1. Riker. The view from the back of the pickup truck was pretty damn sweet. Like every Friday night, the bonfire was blazing, music was pumping, and the people I'd grown up with in this town were all here. Most importantly, my cousin Nash was here, smiling, with his arm around Tallulah, who I credited for helping him find himself after his injury. He'd coached tonight at the game. He couldn't play, but he had been there on the sidelines, yelling at us, cursing like a fucking sailor. It made me grin thinking about it. The win had made it perfect. Losing a defense coordinator after only a few games could have been bad, but Dace hadn't been liked by anyone. His ass belonged in jail. Nash taking over his place on the field had been the best thing Coach Rich could have done for us. It made the team complete with Nash out there again. "Riker?" a female voice called from below. I turned my gaze to the ground and saw Nova Cox grinning up at me. She'd been flirting for a few weeks now, and I'd been letting her work for it. She was smoking hot. A transfer last year from someplace in Tennessee, I couldn't remember where. She'd told me, but I hadn't paid much attention. This year, so far, had been pretty wrapped up with getting Nash out of the damn dark hole he'd crawled in after he was told he'd never play football again. Shifting my gaze once more just to be sure he was good, I caught him kissing Tallulah with her arms around his neck. He was fine. More than fine. He'd battle his demons for a while still. I'd never seen someone die, but he'd seen death up close. I'd still need to keep an eye on him, but for now, he looked pretty damn happy. I could ease off some of my protecting him and let Tallulah change his world. It was time I enjoyed my senior year. So far, it had been shit. Nothing like I had imagined. I loved playing football, and I knew it was going to be what paid for my college. But it wasn't my life. Not like it had been for Nash. I wanted something more. I just wasn't sure what that was yet. But I wanted a life that meant something, made me feel like I made a difference. "Come down from your throne and party with the rest of us," Nova cooed up at me, batting her long eyelashes that I would bet about $50 weren't real. Her creamy
sample complete. Ready to continue?